President Trump's most important job is going to be the trickiest. It's the area where the president can make the biggest progress, but it's also where he can be misled into catastrophic errors. I'm referring to his nomination of literally hundreds of federal judges, including nominations to the U.S. Supreme Court. The good news is that you can help AFA Action's constitutional experts research nominees and give advice to the president. But to do this analysis, AFA Action needs your help. So please visit afaaction.net to donate today.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. It's a rainy day in Texarkana. We've been having some great weather, but this morning it was a little rainy. Hopefully that'll blow over. And we'll have sunshine again. Well, I want to talk to you today, what seems like everybody's talking about, the situation with Jasmine Crockett and the need for authenticity. You know, that's something in the church that is so important, is to be authentic. It's something that our world desperately needs, especially the Gen Zers, the younger people. They're hungering for truth and authenticity. They don't want you to put on airs or pretend to be something that you're not. You know, we have a tendency to do that in the church because we know we're supposed to be a certain way, and so we'll present ourselves that way perhaps on Sunday. But then we don't live that out. And, you know, Jesus called the Pharisees and the religious leaders, he called them hypocrites. And he said, "Woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites." Matthew 23, he's got the seven woes that are given to the religious leaders. And the word for hypocrite in the Greek, it means a play actor. And, you know, when you would be in a play, way back when, you would wear masks, and one person could play several different characters. He would just put on a mask, and being a hypocrite means you're putting on a mask. That's not who you really are, and you're not presenting yourself as your authentic self. Now, Proverbs 12:22 says this, "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight." The way of the Lord is truth and justice and honesty. As it says in 1 John chapter 1, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, we know as Christians that we deal with demons, so to speak. You know, we have that phrase, well, we all have our own demons. Well, we fight against the world, the flesh, and the devil, those three fronts in the Christian life. And the devil is the infernal foe, the foe that's set on fire by hell. The world is the external foe, and the flesh is the internal foe. And if the devil dried up tomorrow, you and I would still battle with sin, because sin is an inside job. You have the difficulty of the flesh. And so we're in a battle, in a constant battle with the world, the flesh, and the devil, to live authentically before the Lord, to walk in the light with the Lord. And so, you know, you may be struggling with worry, or you may be struggling with lust, or you may be struggling with greed, and you recognize those things and you're fighting against those things. That's not being a hypocrite. That's endeavoring to live out the Christian life. But I say, as Paul said in Galatians, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh." We don't want the flesh to dominate. We want the Holy Spirit to dominate. And the Christian life is constantly yielding yourself to the Lord, choosing his way, and filling, surrendering yourself so you can be filled with his power. But that's way different than putting on a mask and pretending when you know things aren't going well, and when you know you're doing horribly, and when you're giving into that. I had a lady tell me one time, well, I'm just jealous. That's just the way I am. And she just gave in to that. Well, okay, I guess I can be jealous if I'd call it out and just say, well, I'm jealous, you know, excuse my French, as you've heard that expression when people are cussing. Well, they're not speaking French. And you don't get to just say, well, I'm jealous, that's just the way I am. Well, that might be the way you are, but you're a new creation, a new creature in Christ, and you're not allowed to just give in to sin. So lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are His delight. Proverbs 12:22. How about this one? Proverbs 28:23. Whoever conceals their hatred has lying lips, but whoever speaks frankly shows love. Proverbs 26:24-26 says this: he who hates disguises it with his lips, but he lays up deceit in his heart. When he speaks graciously, do not believe him, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Though his hatred covers itself in guile, his wickedness will be revealed before the assembly. Now, politicians often are rightly accused of saying one thing and doing another. Of, you know, the old George Herbert Walker Bush, read my lips, no new taxes, and then he brought on new taxes. They say one thing and they do another. And listen, you can make a promise as a politician thinking you're going to follow through on that promise and then finding out that you can't for whatever reason, and then you have to backtrack. And that happens. That can happen. That doesn't mean you're lying. That doesn't mean you're deceitful. It means you were wrong in the promise that you made. You thought you could do something that you couldn't do. But when you speak something that you know is false, then you become a deceiver. Now, people are talking about Jasmine Crockett, that you heard at the top of the hour, clips from Jasmine Crockett, because she called Governor Greg Abbott Hot Wheels. Governor Abbott is in a wheelchair. He had a freak accident. He goes out for a jog and has a tree fall on him, breaks his back when he's a guy in his 20s. He's been in a wheelchair ever since. Well, we know in America you don't make fun of people in a wheelchair. That's nothing he can control. And what an overcomer. You know, the guy, some people give up when tragedy strikes. He didn't give up. But she calls him Hot Wheels, and then when she's called out on it, then she says, well, I was just talking about how he moved around undocumented immigrants. They don't like illegal immigrants, but undocumented immigrants, people that are here illegally, he moved them around the country. And she said, that's what I meant by that. But nobody's buying it. Now, if you know anything about Jasmine Crockett, people in this part of the world, in Bowie County, where I live, she resided here. She had her law practice here. And Jasmine Crockett studied in her undergrad at, where I have it written down here, Rhodes College. And then she went to the University of Houston Law School. And she came to Bowie County in, I think, around 2007 or so, public defender in Bowie County, and then went into private practice and was here for a number of years. She ran for the DA here in the Texarkana area in Bowie County, and she got beaten by Jerry Rochelle. And I had lunch with a friend of mine who's been an attorney in Texarkana for a long, long time, and he said, yeah, I know who she is. She wasn't well thought of in legal circles when she was here in Texarkana. It wasn't thought of as somebody that was a real, you know, player and somebody that was all that respected. And then she goes to Dallas, and then she gets elected to state representative, state house. And then that was in 2021. And then U.S. representatives, she was sworn in January 3rd, 2023. Well, she's become a rising star for the Democrats, and that's not a good thing, because one of the things I really find distasteful with her is the fact that she has adopted this persona of talking like she's from the ghetto. And C.J. Pearson, who is co-chair of GOP Youth and GOP Youth on the Advisory Council and a Gen Z political advisor, he talked about Jasmine Crockett and what is going on with her. He's a black guy, and he's talking about her and what she's doing that he sees is very inauthentic. This is what C.J. Pearson had to say.
What's up, Jasmine Crockett? C.J. Pearson here. Every single time you open up your mouth, you set black people back at least 10,000 steps. At least 10,000 steps. And what's so offensive about you is that the Democrat Party thinks that you are the type of person that can convince black people to do anything. They think that if they trot out some ghetto Barbie who uses bad grammar, acts a little hood, gets a little ratchet, that all the black people are just going to listen to everything you say. Everything you say. And I gotta say, I knew the Democrats were racist being the party of the KKK and all, but I didn't know that they were this racist. I didn't. They truly had me fooled. And so every time I see them pushing you out and telling you that you are now the voice of the Democrat Party and the voice of Black America, I am deeply offended in a way in which I don't even know if I can put to words right now. But I'm not only offended by the fact that they think that this is how they should be reaching and talking to black people, I'm offended by the fact that they're using a fraud to do it. You know, oftentimes black Democrats and black liberals like you, Crockett, like to say that black Republicans like me are fraudulent. But guess what, Jasmine? I've never pretended to be anything that I'm not. But you pretend to be everything you're not every single day. You throw on that great value wig and you act like you didn't grow up going to private schools as you rail against school choice. You act like you didn't go to a ritzy college. You act like you've just been out in the streets, that you're about that life. You're a congresswoman, Jasmine Crockett. You're not about any kind of life. We know who you are, and we know that you are not like us. So stop pretending, Jasmine. The jig is up.
Stop pretending. I would agree with that. You be who you are and present yourself as who you are. Now, there's a clip that's going around social media. It's Jasmine Crockett before and after. How she used to talk when she was in the Texas House versus how she's talking now. I get it. I mean, you can go back and forth. Tony Evans used to do that sometimes. He would have his regular voice, and then if he wanted to say something with a little flair, he'd put on a different voice, and that's fine. But that's not how he talked normally. Well, this is Jasmine before and after.
You know, no one could have told me that when I went down to Austin, now looks like a little bit over a year ago, that I would be running for Congress. It's just not what my plan was. But what I've always decided is that I would step up when there was a need.
Because we in these Texas streets, honey. Y'all know we got Governor Hot Wheels down there. Come on now. And the only thing hot about him is that he is a hot mess, honey. So yes.
So that's the same person, but she's not just talking like that, you know, in little spurts. That's how she's chosen to talk. And as C.J. Pearson called her out, hey, you're not being real. You're not being authentic. And you're saying that he, who's a black guy, who's a Republican, is an Uncle Tom or whatever they would say. I have black pastor friends, and they call them those names. And you know, you've sold out to the man, so to speak, and you're not authentic. And well, he says, I'm being authentic. You're not. And, you know, people are not very very forgiving when you start to make comments about other people's disabilities. President Trump got skewered for making, you know, a gesture. This was years ago, about a guy that was handicapped. That didn't go well for him. You just don't do that. A person doesn't have any control over that. We're not to make fun of people's disabilities. And she's tried to walk this back, and, oh, I didn't mean what you think it means. Well, everybody knows the guy's in a wheelchair, and to call him Hot Wheels is pretty low. But that seems to be par for the course. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We're talking about being authentic and being the person that God made you to be, and not trying to be someone you're not, and not trying to present yourself as someone godly when you're not. We'll be right back.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. We're talking about being authentic, not being a hypocrite, and not presenting yourself one way when you're really not that way at all. And the poster child for that right now, hot in the news, is Jasmine Crockett, the congresswoman from Texas in the Dallas area. And she's presenting herself one way, but she doesn't seem to really be that way. And as we have said, she's not really, if that's the best you got to get America back on your side, you're in serious trouble. Now, she made fun of Governor Abbott, called him Hot Wheels, then backtracked and said, well, I wasn't talking about him being in the wheelchair. Why would anyone think that? And she didn't say that, but you know, that's like, oh, of course that I didn't mean that. Well, everybody knows that you meant that. Everybody took it that way. When Trump did what he did with that reporter, people took it that way. And he could try and say, well, I didn't really mean that. Pretty hard to believe the cover up there on either side. And so Sean Hannity had Governor Abbott on, I think it was last night, interviewing him and talking about this situation. I thought his answer was really spot on.
You had an accident at 26 and you were jogging and you had a very severe injury. And yes, you are in a wheelchair. And I've gotten to know you. You're a personal friend of mine. I take it personally when friends of mine are attacked viciously for no reason. And there's no way that this woman and her ex post is going to convince me she meant anything other than what we all believe it to be. Your reaction?
Well, Sean, it's another day and another disaster by the Democrats. The reality is they have no vision, no policy. They have nothing to sell but hate. And Americans are not buying it. It's one reason why Texas is going to remain red and why Republicans are going to continue to win elections across the country. The fact, Sean, is that Texas is actually in direct contrast to what she was talking about. Texas has ranked number one for the most new jobs in America over the past month, number one for the most new jobs over the past year, and for several years. Texas ranks number one for the most new economic development projects for 13 years in a row. CEOs who run businesses have ranked Texas the best state for doing business for 20 years in a row. And Texas is in the vanguard as it concerns the future of the United States, such as space exploration, such as artificial intelligence, such as semiconductors, as well as power generation. The bottom line is that Republican states like Texas are leading the way. And with comments like this by Democrats, we will just leave them in the dust in future elections.
So that was Governor Greg Abbott, and asked about the Hot Wheels comment, and I thought his answer was very telling. Speaking of the other side, they have no vision, no policy, nothing to sell but hate. Now, I haven't heard any other argument from the left other than no vision, no policy, nothing to sell but hate. I haven't heard what their plan is to reduce the waste, fraud, and abuse in government. They're not talking about that. They're going against Elon Musk, and they hate him, and they hate Trump. And here was a clip with Elena Haba, who is an attorney, and she is the interim U.S. attorney for New Jersey. She was on a program talking about Jasmine Crockett. It seems like right now, everybody's talking about Jasmine Crockett. I don't think Jasmine Crockett was wanting this kind of publicity. You know, the phrase, any publicity is good publicity, but I don't know if that's entirely true when you're getting skewered. But this is Elena Haba talking about Jasmine Crockett.
Don't miss the rising star, Elena, Jasmine Crockett.
Okay. Oh, like Crockett.
Yes.
Oh, Crockett. What is she doing?
Don't
the
miss
best
it.
Was, She's a- did you see, Benny, that she said, they asked her what she was working on? Like, in your job, what are you working on currently to advance your constituents, to advance the American people? What are you actively working on? And her response was, nothing. I don't actually, I know it's not political for me to say this, but I'm not working on anything other than stopping and trying to be a pain in the neck and doing TV shows, which are really, frankly, ruining her brand, if she had one. And then that's what you literally said. You're not doing anything but trying to stop and be a curmudgeon and a pain in the neck. And it's insane. I mean, the things I'm seeing are insane. I mean, was she part of was she the one dancing down the halls? Was that her, that they not like us thing? That was her.
That's
lovely.
Right.
Lovely. So, that's what we want to see from our people.
Here's the dancing clip, Jasmine Crockett. She's making a ton of news right now, calling the governor of Texas, her state, Governor Hot Wheels. He's been, this is Greg Abbott, he's wheelchair bound. This is blowing up right now. Just getting your comment on this. If you're talking about morality and raising the standards in this country, that seems like an unbelievably offensive thing to do from Jasmine.
How's she not embarrassed? That's so embarrassing. I don't know. That's just really embarrassing. You're not at your home with your kids. And listen, I'm on social media. You know, I do things on social media. I'm a social media presence, but I most certainly, when I came to the White House, didn't start, you know, dancing down the halls and filming it for the, I mean, you have to have some decorum. You have to have some respect for your office. Now, everybody's entitled to their private life, and sometimes social media merges the two, but that is in your office. This is not a joke. You are being paid by American people, and you are instead orchestrating a dance off with your team and to Kendrick Lamar. I mean, I don't understand what was going on there, what was part of her thought process. But again, this is somebody that went on national television, I think it was last night or yesterday, and said, I am not pushing forward anything new. I'm just here to prevent things and be a disruptor. But you're also...
I'm here to prevent things and be a disruptor. That's exactly what Governor Abbott said. There's no vision, there's no policy, there's nothing to sell but disruption and hate. And I think Americans are tired of that. Now, the people that dislike President Trump, and it shocks me when you have people on social media talk about how much President Trump plays golf and how he's the laziest president we've ever had. So the guy plays golf. He's a golfer. And those that play golf know you like to play golf. It kind of gets in your bloodstream and you want to play a lot. I don't fault him for that. That's his outlet. That's his release. But the guy works tirelessly. I mean, he's not dancing down the halls of the White House doing nothing. He's getting things done. He's getting things done at a rapid pace. Now, you may have heard about the gold card. Howard Lutnick said, you know, they have this gold card, a green card plus, so to speak, where you can for $5 million buy this gold card that gives you, U.S. citizenship or something similar to it, like a green card would, but it fast tracks you. And it's $5 million. Now, he got laughed at by detractors. You know, what is he thinking? Who's going to buy this? Well, evidently, the first day or the first couple of days, I saw it was the first week or first day, but in a short period of time, he sold 1,000 of them and made $5 billion for the U.S. Treasury. Well, I think that's pretty good by anybody's standard of measure. If you can sell 1,000 gold cards for U.S. citizenship in just a short period of time, a day or two or whatever it actually was, that's amazing. And Trump has said, you know, hey, I'm going to do all I can to reduce the deficit. and to balance the budget and get rid of the $36 trillion of waste. That needs to happen. And I haven't heard anything from the other side on how we're going to go about doing that. You know, it's just kind of, let's just let it rock along, business as usual. You can't just keep doing business as usual, as I've said numerous times, when you're losing money year after year after year, and you're adding $2 trillion to the $36 trillion debt. Eventually, you just collapse. And if we want America to continue, we have to make needed cuts. And is that painful? Yes. Does that mean people will lose their jobs? Yes. Is that a good thing in the short run? No. It's a needed thing in the long run. And so just like, you know, if you're 70 pounds overweight, and, you know, it's hard to lose 70 pounds. I've never been 70 pounds overweight, but I know it's hard to lose 70 pounds because it's hard to lose 10 pounds. And so when you say, I have to make some changes, I can't keep doing the same things over and over and over again because this isn't working in getting me back into a healthy weight. So you have to cut things out. You have to go to the gym. You have to exercise. You have to do those things that aren't fun. You have to do those things that are painful, but they're so necessary in order to get to where you want to go. Now, when I worked for Nalco Chemical Company way back when, it seems like a lifetime ago, we would ask people these questions. You sit down, if you could get an appointment with a prospective client, you'd sit down with them, and we had, you know, nice brochures and things, and we would go through questions with this person. Where are you now in your water treatment program? Now, I sold chemicals for cooling towers and boilers and raw water treatment and wastewater treatment. Where are you now? Where do you want to be? How are you going to get there, and how are you going to monitor progress? Those are great questions for a business and for an individual, for a country, for a church. I mean, it's good diagnostic questions. Hey, let's look in the mirror, take off the rose-colored glasses. Where are you now? What is good? What is not so good? In the book Good to Great by Jim Collins, he says you have to face the brutal facts. If you're going to be a great company, and you're going to really move forward in success as a company, you got to face the brutal facts. Where are you now? What's good? What's not good? And you got to be, you know, critical of your situation. Look at it honestly, not just no, we're great, let's just move on to a different subject. No, where are you now? Where do you want to be? What's the gap there? And how are you going to get there? And I think that is a question that we could throw out to the left and say, okay, well, here, you may not like Trump's plan, but he has a plan to get us where we need to be. So what's your plan to get us where we need to be? And I have not heard any plan. And so I agree with Governor Abbott. There's no vision. There's no policy. There's nothing to sell but hate. Now, when it comes to Elon Musk, the left hates Elon Musk. They've riled up the base on the left to hate Elon Musk and to go after him. I like what Kevin O'Leary said. He was talking about Elon Musk on the CNN panel, and he points out the absurdity of what's going on, burning out his dealerships and his cars and keying his cars and all those things. This is what he had to say.
First of all, like most people that are watching both sides of this, I would like to see the law upheld. Arson is a crime. You should go to jail for that. There's cameras all over those lots. The cars themselves have cameras that record what happens
around
them. They do. And I think they should be persecuted relentlessly for what they're doing, because loss of property is one of the laws we support in our democracy. It doesn't matter what party you're on. And I thought, you know, most people would look at that and say, I'm not okay with it. Democrats own these cars. Republicans own these cars. These are criminals. They should go to jail, number one. Is he a hero? Well, apparently the government couldn't get them back with all the money they gave Boeing. My tax dollars went to Boeing. I didn't want to do that. They failed at the mission, and a private company happens to be founded by Elon Musk was successful. Mm. That's a fact, too. I think we should keep going with Elon because he actually has executional skills while others don't. And if I were the CEO of Boeing, I would put my head in shame today because I could not deliver, and my bird is still on the ground, and his bird is flying back and forth. Also a fact. I think everybody should just get over it and realize what's really going on here. This guy is an American hero. He's an incredible entrepreneur, great executional skills, and everybody burns his cars. I'd like to see them in prison as terrorists.
That was Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, and he's talking about SpaceX and Elon Musk. You know, why were those astronauts up there for so long? Because Boeing couldn't get them back. And, you know, they've tried to say, oh, we weren't stranded. Well, yeah, you were. You were supposed to be up there for 8 days. You ended up being there for 9.5 months. Good grief. I was talking to a friend of mine and just said, you know, can you imagine being on that space station? It's not like a huge place. You can't go outside and get some fresh air, and you're there for 9.5 months. That's just unbelievable that they have such a good outlook and disposition. I mean, I think you could go crazy up there, but Elon Musk got them back. Boeing couldn't get them back. And as I did a little research on Grok 3 AI's, Elon Musk's AI system, Grok 3, and asked what would we have done to get them back if Elon Musk had said, no, we're going to bow out of this. We can't do it, or we don't want to do it. Well, the next most viable option would have been to go to the Russians. Well, that's not a really good option. And so praise God that Elon Musk has the, as Kevin O'Leary says, the skills to execute a plan and to successfully send his spaceship out there into the space station to get those people and deliver them back safely. He is an American hero, in my opinion. And, the vitriol and the hate he's experiencing is just unbelievable. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff here, and we're talking about being authentic and not presenting yourself one way when you're really some other way. And Jasmine Crockett has been our focal point. Well, when we come back from the break, we'll be taking your calls, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question, if you have a comment, give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Because of the generous donations provided from listeners just like you, Preborn has rescued over 330,000 babies. But every day, the abortion industry is taking thousands of babies' lives. We have to save them. So please donate your best gift to save more babies at preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email pastorjeff@fromhisheart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. We've been talking about Jasmine Crockett and the need for authenticity. You know, Jasmine Crockett's birthday is coming up, is it today, tomorrow, something like that? This month, for sure, toward the end of March. And she said, unbelievably, she said what she wanted for her birthday is somebody to take out Elon Musk. And I don't know exactly what she means by that. Using the Hot Wheels comment makes you think that she's making fun of Greg Abbott for being in a wheelchair. That's what everybody would think. Take out Elon Musk makes you think she wants someone to kill him. And Pam Bondi said to her, you need to be careful. And some in Congress have said she needs to be censured for that. That's just a very irresponsible statement. And, as we just played the clip from Kevin O'Leary, take out Elon Musk. Well, Elon Musk is an American hero. He's a patriot. He is an entrepreneur like we've never seen before. He's building things that can do things that no one else can do. his rockets versus NASA's rockets or Boeing's rockets. I mean, there's no comparison. And we want to take him out. Why? Because he's exposing the graft and abuse and waste and corruption in government. That everybody should be for that, but the left is not for that. So, not to beat a dead horse, but to quote Governor Abbott, when he talks about the left, no vision, no policy, nothing to sell but hate. How long does hate sell? You know, it's sad to see people that are so miserable. And it seems like you have liberal women, maybe they just record themselves the most, but on social media, that are so unhinged and so angry and just so on edge all the time. You know, the picture of that woman when Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton and she's just on her knees screaming. I mean, good grief. I don't get that at all. Now, here's the big difference that I see. You might disagree with this, but that's okay. When it comes to politics, you have Christians, by and large, that vote Republican. Not that the Republican Party is great, but between the two, we have a two-party system. Between the two, Republican is going to be way more conservative than Democrat. And Democrats they cheer the destruction of unborn babies. That is their sacred cow. You can't mess with abortion. We love abortion. Abortion is murder. It's the worst form of murder. It's murder, the brutal murder of the unborn by dismemberment. You just rip the baby apart in the womb. No Christian can support that. Sadly, we don't have, even in the Republican Party, we don't have a strong pro-life stance right now. We need to. The one thing that I think is a redeeming quality for sure from Donald Trump is he listens to Christians. And Robert Jeffress and Jack Graham and others, Franklin Graham, he listens to those guys and he surrounds himself with Christians. Marco Rubio, outspoken believer. Pete Hegseth, outspoken believer. Caroline Leavitt, outspoken believer. And so we praise God for that. But by and large, you have Christians that are on the right. And Christians who want law and order, Christians who want a one-tier justice system, Christians who want America to be great, Christians who are not into identity politics. We would say with Martin Luther King that people would be judged not on the color of their skin, but on the content of their character. Well, no politician is our God. God is our God. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one whom we serve. And if things go south, we just continue to trust God. We're not going to be on our knees screaming because we lost. That would be ridiculous. Our hope is not in government. Our hope is in God. But on the left, you're going to have lots of people who are not following the Bible. They have a God that they've made out of their own imagination if they follow God at all. You know, I mean, it was Kamala Harris who said, hey, if you think Jesus is Lord, you're at the wrong rally. And so big, big difference there. And their God seems to be government and their liberal agenda and their liberal policies and the LGBTQIA+ agenda, that's what floats their boat. And if that is going to be harmed or endangered in any way, they will come unglued. And that's what we're seeing in our world today. Well, we're going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840. And we have Don on the line from Arkansas. Don, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I just had a comment again, Jesus died for the congresswoman, and yes, he loves her very much and yes, desires for her to be with him for all eternity. And I would tell you, why not send her a birthday card or a birthday email, say, have a happy birthday. You need to receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord so you can have more happy birthdays and wonderful days ahead.
Yes. Yeah, that's
that'd be a good idea.
That is a good idea, Don. You know, and I think people need to remember, so you can talk about what a person says, what they do, and you can critique that. But at the end of the day, that is a person. You know, I've said this repeatedly. People who think differently from you, people, you know, whether it's a Muslim and even a militant Muslim, Hamas, I mean, we condemn the ideology of Hamas. We condemn the actions of Hamas. People who are caught up in that are not the enemy. They're being influenced by the enemy, and we hate what the enemy is doing. But we don't hate those people. We don't want to see them squirm like a worm in hot ashes. We don't want to see them leave this world and spend eternity in hell. We want people to be saved. And the Lord wants people to be saved, exactly what you said. And so I think that's a good comment, a good idea. Send her a birthday card. Say, I'm praying for you, that the Lord would work in your heart, open your eyes to truth. And that you would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus so you can have the love, joy, and peace he wants you to have. So thanks for that, Don. I appreciate it.
I also say my son is in a wheelchair, and he's got the nickname of Hot Wheels, and it's okay.
Yeah, I think that can... You can use that in a loving way or in a disparaging way, and... He probably wouldn't like it if somebody that he didn't know very well used it to make fun of him. And I think that's the way it was used. I appreciate it, Don. God bless you, brother. We have Charlie on the line from North Carolina. Charlie, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. And I'm in a tough situation. Our family is really divided in the situation. I have a grandniece who's a mother now, and she's a law student, former law student, and she just went berserk after the election and got on social media. And, didn't mention she's biracial, and we're predominantly Caucasian, but she just got on social media and called us all kind of names, and we are not political. We're just conservative, and it's kind of crazy. You know, I have a brother who's on hospice, and it's just a bad situation. That's how this has divided our family, and it's really tough. We just try to call on the Lord the best we can. It's just tough.
Yeah,
tough situation.
I hate that, Charlie. I'm so sorry. Yeah, that's a difficult situation for sure. I think you just hold your ground in terms of what you believe in. You know, you believe in it strongly, but that doesn't mean you have to be offensive about it or obnoxious about it. You know, we don't have to go about poking everybody in the eye. But when it's a family member that is, coming after you on social media because of your political views, that can be very, very difficult. I know that, there have been those on the left. I haven't seen this with those on the right, but those on the left that say, you know, I cut you out of my life. If you voted for President Trump, I cut you out of my life. We can't have a relationship anymore. Is that kind of what your great niece is doing?
Yes, and of all things, she uses scripture. You know, she's cherry-picked scripture and you know,
right.
You see it all the time. It's just a tough situation. And we're just trying not to go there. And I don't like tiptoeing around the situation. That's the hard part. I like to call the truth out, you know. But thank you for your program, and I love listening to you. Just thank you.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Well, I've heard the phrase, and I think it's really true. There's no pain like family pain. And, Jesus is love in the flesh, as it says in 1 John chapter 4. God is love. He's God in the flesh. He's love in the flesh. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through him. And so here is love. Here is truth in the flesh before man. And Jesus knows that because he speaks the truth and spoke it in love, that the world would hate him. as he told his brothers, John 7:7, the world can't hate you, but it hates me because I testify against it that its deeds are evil. And because you speak the truth and because you call out sin as a Christian, you know, the Holy Spirit, when we're in tune with him, well, the Spirit convicts of sin and righteousness and judgment. And so those three things, the world needs to hear that. They need to hear about sin. Churches and pastors need to preach on sin and call men to repentance. Then you're in line with the Holy Spirit. Now, we're not the Holy Spirit, but we're in line as we preach the Word of God with the Holy Spirit when we call people out because of sin, when we shine the light in the darkness. Men love the darkness rather than the light, Jesus said, because their deeds are evil. And so sin and righteousness, righteousness has to do not with our righteousness, but with his. And so sinners are going to face a righteous God who will judge. Jesus said, the Father judges no man, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. You read in Revelation chapter 20, the great white throne judgment. Who's the one who sits on the great white throne? It is Jesus. And so we love people enough to tell them the truth, even though we know that that's going to make them mad. Now, we don't have to keep doing that. I talk about this with family so often. So with those two words, shine and share. Shine is how you live. Share is what comes out of your mouth to tell people what great things the Lord has done for us and how he had mercy on us. We share our testimony. We share his story, the gospel, and we share our story, how we interacted with Jesus, how he came into our lives. And we do that. Now, once you do that with family or with a close friend, you don't keep doing it. You do that once, you share once, and then you shine. And you just keep living before them, and you just let them see Jesus in you. And they will be watching like a hawk. Even if they don't tell you they're watching like a hawk, they will be watching you like a hawk to see, are you real? Are you genuine? Has Jesus really made a difference in your life? And that's all we can do. Charlie, we pray for them. I have a situation in my own life that's similar to yours. We pray for them, and then we just we ask the Lord to help them come to their senses, and we love them, and we live the Christian life before them, and we just trust that the Lord is going to do a work in their hearts and in their lives. But we can't decide for them. And so they have to soften their heart before the Lord. We can pray that their hearts would be softened, but we can't soften it for them. So I appreciate the call, Charlie. Thanks for your encouraging comments. One last call, Steve from Arkansas. Steve, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, when I was listening earlier about the astronauts over here in Arkansas, we've got more or less of a liberal social media. And it's funny listening to them deny, you know, the verifiable facts, like Elon and the rescuing the astronauts. And you tell folks that those astronauts were stranded, and they will say, no, they were not. They weren't stranded. They had an emergency life craft, and they weren't stuck up there. And you tell them they were supposed to be up there for 8 days. They were up there for 8 months. Nobody could go and get them. And we find out now that Biden told Elon that he couldn't go. And these are facts that are undeniable. You can see there, you know, it's like you're supposed to be there for 8 days. You're up there for 8 months. That kind of means to me you're stranded, right. You know? And
yeah, they tried to, even one of those astronauts tried to play that off. The lady, Sunny Williams, I think was her name. We weren't stranded. Everything's great. You know, it's like, well, I wouldn't have wanted to be up there if I was told I'm going 8 days and I'm there for 9.5 months. I would feel pretty stranded. But praise the Lord, they're home and they're on the road to recovery. Well, thanks for listening to Real Truth for Today. Let me encourage you to live in the light with Jesus. If you're struggling with sin, confess it to him. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And be honest as you live your Christian life. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.